Yeah, you know, this week we really tried to emphasize coming out after halftime and trying to, you know, start with a lot more energy than we had in the past. You know, I feel like, you know, the prior games we didn't have as much third quarter energy that we needed, kind of like we do at the start of the game. We got to come out and, you know, whoever's on the field to start, we got to go out there and do our job, you know, offensively or defensively.
Everyone as far as we talked to said the captains came in at halftime and it was passionate. I know you won't share exactly what was said, but what was sort of the general message here? Because that was obviously a pretty messy first half.
No, you got to forget about the first half. What we just put out there was, you know, not the best football that we could have played. So, you know, just forget about it. Start a new game. You know, I mean, second half here, it's like, you know, starting the first half. You know, you can just go out there, play our type of football, and, you know, all three phases, go out there and do your job. You know, I think that's the big point of emphasis there, is just everyone to do their job.
I know you guys coach meant the toughest was just one of those things that after said and done, you could point to and say, look, we're in this spot again. We have this in our back pocket. We've done this before. We know we have the resilience to do this.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely got to play four quarters in this league. You know, they're always tough games. You're always playing against great competition. So mental toughness goes a long way, you know, especially a division game that counts a lot for, you know, divisional standings and stuff like that. So, you know, we had a big week of preparation here. You know, I think we did a great job coming in, understanding the concepts of how we wanted to play these guys. And first half didn't play like we should have. Second half played the way we wanted to the whole game. So, you know, we'll take it.
How nice is it for you guys to get after the quarterback in the second half and get some sacks and hits?
Yeah, that's a great thing. You know, first half, they kind of had a little lead there, so they were just trying to run the ball, throw 90s, throw quick stuff. They never, you know, took a five-step drop in the first half. So second half, you know, once we kind of put a little pressure on them, had to get the ball downfield, had to move the ball, we were able to get on the quarterback a little bit and, you know, get after him. So that's always a good thing. You know, I enjoy having the ability to just get after the quarterback. It's always a nice feeling.
Fletcher wants to know how you can get in the end zone.
Yeah.
That was, the tuck roll, the ability there, that was a great tuck roll, I think, on my part. But I didn't think anyone touched me, but I guess they did. But, you know, I'll take the recovery and the points scored, you know.
Could you sense that play coming the moment Logan got through?
You know, that was something we game planned for, specific call. And you know, it worked the way it should have worked. So, you know, he did a great job of getting the ball out. And, you know, when the ball's out, you got to get it. So, get on it.
Was it a point of emphasis to put more pressure on second?
Well, I wouldn't say, I mean, there's always a point of emphasis to put pressure on the quarterback. But, you know, towards the end there, they had to really throw the ball down the field. So, it came more sense of urgency there to get more pressure on them towards the end there. And, you know, I think we did a good job of not having to be comfortable back there. And, you know, guy like that, you know, he runs around, scrambles, you know, balls come out on him. So you just got to make sure you're around the ball and get pressure on him.
You guys had a lot of guys out on defense for this game. How impressed were you by your second half after giving all that?
I mean, I'm always confident in the guys that are on the field. You know, we do a great job during the week preparing, getting guys ready to play a specific role. Whatever role that is, you got to go out there and play at 100 miles an hour. So I think guys did a great job this week. You know, Dean did a great job stepping in. You know, everybody. And I think it was a great team victory. Second half team victory. You know, felt great to come together there at halftime, regroup, and go out there and play a better second half of football there.
Rob, with everything that's going on in the first half, injury-wise and everything else, to be 6-2, what does it say about this team?
You know, obviously we're a mentally tough team, and, you know, I think that goes back to the first day of OTAs, mini camp, training camp. You know, we've always emphasized that, you know, being a mentally tough team, being able to handle adversity and change, which always happens during an NFL season. There's always going to be ups and downs and things that don't go your way. So just staying positive and realizing that, you know, the work starts Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to come to Sunday, and, you know, helps you preparing to get these victories. So again, you know, this game's over with. Great to have the victory, but now we got to move on, play Pittsburgh. So I'm moving on.